Welcome to Sex, Scandals, and Shenanigans. My name is Adrian, and I'll be your host. I will be discussing historical figures, some real, some not so real, who were lovers and mistresses in history and society. I want to define, first and foremost, what a mistress is in the context of this show. The Oxford Language and or Oxford Dictionary defines mistress as a woman having an extramarital sexual relationship, especially with a married man. Additionally, later on in the series or this show, I'll be discussing male lovers in history. Please note that this show does discuss adult themes, including sex, sexual assault, language, politics, and religion. You have been warned. Listener discretion is advised. I just want listeners to know that I am in no way, shape, or form a biblical scholar. My degree is in history. I just studied history. My interpretations are my own and reflect how I feel about any of the stories that are being shared on this podcast. I respect everyone's religious or anti-religious stances. Thank you. This is my first episode, and I wanted to talk and discuss the story of Hagar, the slave of Sarah and Abraham in the book of Genesis of the Old Testament. I retrieved all of the stories and her information from the New International Version, which I have found to be one of the most accessible versions of the Bible out there, whether it be book form and or online. I'll be quoting from those chapters and verses. For those who have a very basic knowledge or limited knowledge of the Old Testament, Sarah and Abraham are featured in the book of Genesis. Most importantly for this episode, I'll be pulling from Genesis chapters 16 and 21. Let's get into these shenanigans. Before discussing Hagar's importance in the story, we do need to discuss the characters of this story. First and foremost, we have Hagar. We have her son Ishmael. We have Sarah, who owns Hagar. And we have Abraham, Sarah's husband. And of course, the Lord slash God. While Hagar has a lasting impact in the Old Testament, there's not a lot of information on her. All we know is that she's from Egypt and she became a slave to Sarah. According to the Oxford biographies, she's also become the wife of Abraham and also, again, bore the son Ishmael. From the NIV, the New International Version, she didn't really say it wasn't noted that she was the wife. All it was to me that I found was that it said she bore Abraham a son. But we'll get into that. In chapter 16, verse 1, readers learn that Sarah has not borne any children to Abraham. We also learn that she has an Egyptian slave named Hagar. Verse 2 states that Sarah tells Abraham to, quote, go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her, end quote. Once Hagar becomes pregnant, Sarah becomes upset and starts to mistreat her. Hagar seems to have a personality change due to her bearing Abraham's son. And because of the change from meek to haughty, or arrogant, Sarah decides to treat Hagar harshly with the permission of Abraham. Genesis chapter 16, verse 6. Because of this treatment, Hagar runs away. Once away from the homestead, an angel of the Lord finds Hagar near a spring in the desert and starts asking her questions about why she ran away. Hagar is then instructed to go back to Sarah and Abraham, and by doing so, her son Ishmael and her descendants will increase so much that there will be too many numbers to count. Because she's pregnant with Abraham's son, she learns that the Lord knows and hears her misery, but the angel tells her that he will be, quote, a donkey of man, his hands will be against everyone and everyone's hands against him, and he will live in hostility with all his brothers. That's from Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 and 12. Before I continue with Hagar's story, I'd like to discuss what I've interpreted from this chapter. I have a lot of issues with Sarah. She cannot have children, offers up her slave to beget children for her with her husband Abraham, but yet she gets mad when Hagar gets pregnant and has a personality change. Like what? Why is Sarah upset when Hagar gets pregnant and then bears Abraham her son Ishmael? Is it because of jealousy? Depending on other sources, like I was saying, the Oxford biographies, Hagar is also named as a wife. But again, in the NIV, I didn't see the word or the phrase wife. It was more like a mistress or someone she had to sleep with to make her slave owner happy. She was more of a concubine and or an unwilling participant in a relationship she didn't want to get involved in, probably in the first place. But that's my own interpretation. You do you, boo-boo. Here's what I have to say to Sarah. Ma'am, you created this problem. You have no right to be this mad about what happened. You forced Hagar to sleep with your husband. And I'm sorry, what was it that you said? Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. I pause because I don't understand why Sarah would be so mad about the predicament of what happened when Hagar gets pregnant because you made her get pregnant with your husband. But anyway, I will also say this. Reading this story is like watching a collaboration show of Jerry Springer and Dr. Phil that comes to absolutely no resolution whatsoever. Let's continue. In Genesis chapters 17 through 20, Abraham reaches his covenant with God. And at that point, Sarah then does get pregnant, and she has and begets Abraham's son, Isaac. Also, their names changed. It did start as Abram and Sarai, and it would change to Abraham and Sarah. And that's what I'm going to keep going because it's easier, but whatever.
We then return back to their story in Genesis chapter 21. Verse 10.
Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that woman's son will never share the inheritance with my son Isaac. From this statement alone, Sarah is blaming Hagar for the one act that was forced on and upon her. Sleep with her husband and bear him a child, or just a son, to start the family because she could not bear her husband a son earlier. And apparently they were in their 80s, so... ooh. Interesting. Abraham, being the weak husband that he is, in my opinion, follows his wife's orders and orders Hagar and Ishmael to leave the homestead. I think they were nomadic during the biblical age, so that's why I'm calling it a homestead. He gives her a skin of water and some food. He did this because he felt bad but was reassured that his line would thrive through his son Isaac. That's a whole different ballgame with that boy. Ooh. Also, it's noted that Isaac was circumcised, but nothing was said about Ishmael. Anyway, Hagar and Ishmael left, and they were stranded in the desert of Beersheba. Once the water had been drunk by her and Ishmael, she found a bush and had Ishmael lying down there and was going to let her son die. Again, it's not like she had a choice in begetting this kid. So let's just put him under a bush and let him die of, you know, dehydration and starvation. So Genesis 21 verse 17 states that God found her son crying and explained to her and her son will be sustained by the water of the well. Apparently a well just poofed up in the desert. Okay. The end. Genesis chapter 21 verses 20 and 21 say this. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife from him from Egypt. That's it. That's all I got. That's it. That's it? Yeah, that's it. No other mentions of Hagar in the Old Testament. Nothing of her descendant through Ishmael is mentioned in the other books of the Old Testament. Here's what I can say for the story. Sarah's a horrible person. She's just a horrible woman. She's hard to find sympathy for because she mistreated Hagar. Most mistresses in history do so at their family's behest, but they do get something out of it.
Before I go into my final conclusions of the story, I have found that the story of Hagar, Sarah, and Abraham be full of hypocrisy, mostly from Sarah. She wants a child for her and Abraham, but then gets upset when Hagar does bear a son. I was just doing a quick read on the Judaism subreddit from a few years ago that has some interesting takes on the story. The original poster asked for sources for a feminist read on Genesis 16 and 21 for a group of girls she was with. What struck me in that post is that a lot of people said that in the Torah, Hagar is not mentioned as a slave, but rather as Hagar the Egyptian and or handmaiden. Side note, I do also want to note here, my interpretation comes from a Christian background, not so much a Jewish one. And from the NIV, I found that their versions say that Hagar was a slave of Sarah from Egypt, not a handmaid or handmaiden.
Is Hagar to be defined as a mistress? Yes. She was a woman who slept with a married man. However, remember, this does reference what we stated earlier in regards to what a mistress is. A woman who sleeps with a married man in an extramarital affair. But in the story, one can argue, myself in particular, that Hagar does not meet the contextual definition of a mistress. She was forced to sleep per the orders of Sarah, her owner, with Abraham. She was then duly punished for becoming pregnant and then bearing Abraham a son, Ishmael, and then gets kicked out from the homestead because of, I guess, the personality change and the fact that they think Sarah was extremely jealous that she had a son and she did not want to share her son Isaac's inheritance with Ishmael. Hagar was abused and humiliated. She was also forced into a relationship not of her own creation. Yes, a mistress, but not a willing one. Again, to reiterate, Hagar's relationship with Sarah and Abraham was, again, forced upon her, not just as a slave, well, actually, most importantly, because she was a slave, and that's how she was ordered to sleep with Abraham. There's no explanation of how Hagar felt, and as a slave, I don't think her emotions, let alone her opinions, had anything to do with what Sarah wanted, which is, again, to start a family. I therefore conclude that Hagar is not only a victim of her circumstance because of her enslavement, but does not need to be defined as a willing mistress. I know that there will be other mistresses and concubines further in the series that are similar to Hagar. You can even argue Sally Hemings with Thomas Jefferson, one of the first presidents of the United States. She was made to enter a relationship that may not have been wholly consensual. I thought Hagar was going to be a less sympathetic character. I was grossly wrong. Hagar is a victim of circumstance, both being a slave and then an unwilling participant in a relationship she had no control over. So while technically a mistress, Hagar's not what many people would think of as an active participant in an extramarital affair. Thank you, kind listener, for listening to the Jerry Springer and Dr. Phil of Biblical Stories. I will talk to you later to share more historical or ahistorical sex scandals and shenanigans. If you wish to reach out, I can be reached via email psychfan1013@gmail.com, psychfan1013@gmail.com.
You can also visit my website sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site for more information and links to the show notes and episode. Thank you very much.
The show was written and produced by me, Adrian. And until next time, don't get into too many shenanigans. Otherwise, I might have to tell your story. Bye.